We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, He Must Increase. Today's meditation was written by Dr. Emmanuel James. We shall take our Bible reading from John chapter 3, verse 30. He must increase, but I must decrease. I have just read from the King James Version. John the Baptist was no ordinary man. He was the son of a priest, born by the supernatural hand of God after his parents had long given up hope of children. His very naming ceremony was miraculous. His father, who had been mute for 9 months, suddenly regained his speech and prophesied. Luke 1:59-64. John's ministry was so powerful that it shook the nation of Israel, calling both the humble and the mighty to repentance. Even kings trembled at his words. Yet, at the very height of his influence, when crowds flocked to him and his name was on every lip, John made a remarkable proclamation. He must increase, but I must decrease. This statement cuts across the grain of human ambition. Naturally, men want to rise, to increase, to become great and be the ones others look up to. But in the kingdom of God, true growth looks like decreasing so that Christ may increase. The way up is down, and the path to glory is humility and surrender. If you came to Jesus proud and arrogant, proof of your growth is becoming humble and gentle. Philippians 2:5-7. If you came self-centered, real maturity is seen in becoming selfless. If you came full of personal ambition, spiritual growth is measured by laying down your own dreams to take up God's purpose for your life. In fact, if you have been with Jesus for a while and have not lost anything of self for his sake, then you have not truly been growing. Philippians 3:7-8. Jesus said in Matthew 16:24-26, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Who is increasing in your life today, Jesus or self? Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, He Must Increase. Today's meditation was written by Dr. Emmanuel James. We shall take our Bible reading from John chapter 3, verse 30. He must increase, but I must decrease. I have just read from the King James Version. John the Baptist was no ordinary man. He was the son of a priest, born by the supernatural hand of God after his parents had long given up hope of children. His very naming ceremony was miraculous. His father, who had been mute for 9 months, suddenly regained his speech and prophesied. Luke 1:59-64. John's ministry was so powerful that it shook the nation of Israel, calling both the humble and the mighty to repentance. Even kings trembled at his words. Yet, at the very height of his influence, when crowds flocked to him and his name was on every lip, John made a remarkable proclamation. He must increase, but I must decrease. This statement cuts across the grain of human ambition. Naturally, men want to rise, to increase, to become great and be the ones others look up to. But in the kingdom of God, true growth looks like decreasing so that Christ may increase. The way up is down, and the path to glory is humility and surrender. If you came to Jesus proud and arrogant, proof of your growth is becoming humble and gentle. Philippians 2:5-7. If you came self-centered, real maturity is seen in becoming selfless. If you came full of personal ambition, spiritual growth is measured by laying down your own dreams to take up God's purpose for your life. In fact, if you have been with Jesus for a while and have not lost anything of self for his sake, then you have not truly been growing. Philippians 3:7-8. Jesus said in Matthew 16:24-26, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited, if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Who is increasing in your life today, Jesus or self? Go into today asking yourself this question sincerely, and let your choices reflect that Christ, not self, is the one growing greater in you. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from 1 Chronicles chapters 5 to 9. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible. You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.